This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. IHSA bylaws 2.010 and 2.020 establish the responsibility and expectation of member schools adhering to IHSA rules. Since its inception, the IHSA has considered itself a self-policing organization. The first level of defense for the membership to follow in abiding by association rules resides with each individual member school. It is expected that member school administrators and coaches will be instructed on IHSA rules and policies and comply with those at all times. IHSA Bylaw 2.010 further establishes the expectation that any interscholastic competition that a member school participates in will be conducted under rules written for that competition by the National Federation of State High School Associations and modified by the IHSA. Some states choose not to follow NFHS playing guidelines. Illinois, however, is not one of those states. Even if an IHSA member school plays in an out-of-state event, it is expected and required that those schools only follow NFHS playing rules for the contest, even if the state in which the event is held doesn't follow those generally. While IHSA Bylaw 2.010 establishes the expectation for rules compliance, Bylaw 2.020 identifies who at each member's school is the responsible individual to the association for all matters pertaining to interscholastic activities. Since its forming by high school principals at the start of the 20th century, the IHSA has considered itself a principals' organization, and Bylaw 2.020 stipulates that the principal of each member's school shall be that school's official designee to the IHSA, unless the school chooses to identify a different individual to serve in that capacity. Even today, most schools allow their principal to serve in that capacity, although in some cases, other schools have identified a different administrator to serve in that position. Regardless of who the person is, the high school principal plays perhaps the most pivotal role in maintaining a school's relationship with the IHSA. In fact, Bylaw 2.020 specifies the requirement that the principal or his or her designee will be responsible for two additional items each time its school participates in an interscholastic event. First, that the school will be properly represented by the principal, another administrator, or faculty member who meets IHSA coach qualification requirements. And secondly, that the conduct of the school team and other persons from their schools shall be appropriate. When schools act inappropriately at contest, it is expected the team or individuals will, at a minimum, have their behavior addressed by the principal or his or her designee. Rule compliance is an integral part of IHSA membership, and for over 100 years, principals have been the primary gatekeepers at their institutions.